For AM 980 WCUB News, I'm Brian Lundberg, and here's our top local story.
Autopsy was performed yesterday on a murder victim in Howard. Investigators confirmed that 43-year-old Thomas Wick was apparently shot with a gun recovered from the scene this past weekend. He died from those injuries. Authorities haven't given any other details of the circumstances surrounding the homicide. Wick was found dead in the basement of his home on Monday. A neighbor apparently doing some remodeling work inside that house was the one who found the body and contacted police. No suspects are in custody at this time in that case. State Senate Republican Luther Olson of Ripon says it's not over yet as lawmakers scramble to develop a compromise mining bill before the legislature adjourns for the year March 15th. 2 weeks to go, observers question whether a deal can be reached to speed up the approvals of state mining permits. And if the bill dies, Gojibik Taconite has said that it might scrap plans to build a new iron ore mine near Hurley, and over 700 permanent jobs would go out the window. That's the last thing Republicans are wanting to see, but moderate Senate Republican Dale Schultz of Richland Center says he simply could not accept a 360-day limit to act on mining permits and a ban on challenges to DNR mining decisions, both in a bill passed by the Assembly. Schultz's stand guaranteed that the Senate would not pass the Assembly bill, but his own recent compromise has fallen mostly on deaf ears, so the leaders of the Joint Finance Committee came up with their own measure yesterday, to which Schultz objected. It called for a 420-day limit to approve permits, with one delay of up to 60 days, allowing the DNR to challenge data from mining applicants and restored protections for water wells near mining sites. The state's largest business group called it acceptable, but Senate Democrat Bob Jout, who represents the place where the mine would go, says it falls short of addressing the public's concerns. Olson says anything can happen in the final days of a session, so, quote, stay tuned. Wisconsin's largest airport is expecting to handle about 12% fewer passengers this year than last. Airport manager Barry Bateman of Milwaukee Mitchell says that it is because, quote, the giddy days of low fares and competitive service are coming to a close. Low fare carriers AirTran and Southwest are about to merge, and Frontier Airlines is planning to cut its 32 daily departures from Milwaukee almost in half. Frontier had already ended about 35 daily flights from Mitchell International since last summer. The state's largest airport had 21 straight months of passenger traffic increases. However, that did end last May, officials saying that passenger levels gradually dropped for the remainder of the year. The end result was a 3.1% decrease in Mitchell's passengers in